Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now for something completely different. I'm very excited to welcome back to the studio the team from NPR and WNYC's Ask Me Another, the pop culture trivia comedy variety hour. And here's the plan. We're going to play a special version of Ask Me Another live on the air, and we need two contestants. So call in right now if you want to participate. We're going to give you a quick question off the air to test your trivia knowledge. And then maybe you will get to play the game with Jonathan Colton and Ophira Eisenberg. 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. If you want to play Ask Me Another live on the air right now, the winner gets two tickets to a future taping of Ask Me Another. So all you Trivia Night All-Stars, call in now. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, Ophira and Jonathan, her house band, coming up right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and with me in the studio are Ophira Eisenberg, host, and Jonathan Colton, house band slash all-around charmer from WNYC's and NPR's weekend show, Ask Me Another. Jonathan, Ophira, thanks for coming back on and playing with us a little bit.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We could use it after all the serious conversation we've had on the show, from campaign finance chicanery to the abuse of nonprofits to drugs in our society.
Yeah, we've got a little quiz. How about a little quiz to lighten stuff up?
How about? And our call screeners are finding two brainiacs right now to play along on the air. But while they do, let's talk about how the show's going a little bit. The big news, Ask Me Another, is kicking off Central Park Summer Stage this Friday. That has to be pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Big outdoor stage. We have a ton of VIPs joining us. We have WNYC's Kurt Anderson. We have singer-songwriter Nellie Mackay. David Wayne, who you may know from as a director from a billion projects and a comedian. Also, from The Office, we're having B.J. Novak.
The television show The Office, not the NPR Office.
Yeah, so right. So that person is – B.J. is unemployed now.
I guess, yeah. We'll see what he's up to. I don't know.
He needs something to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, gosh, you must be getting jelly leg just thinking about all the – you know, the huge names who played at Summer Stage before you, and you're going to be on that stage.
I know, and we are going to be asking people questions. We are going to be ruling the Summer Stage.
The same way you do on the regular show?
Exactly, but this time all the different games will have some VIPs in them. So these VIPs will all be playing games and against, I'm not going to say regular people, because this is New York. They're all special.
That's very true. And an outdoor crowd. You never know what you're going to get with an outdoor crowd. That's people right. drinking wine. Who
and
knows?
So these folks, Will Shortz, B.J. Novak, the rest, Kurt Anderson, you're going to give them like five words each?
Will Shortz is going to be our puzzle guru, actually. Uh-huh. He's going to be working on our side, helping us score the games and offering hints.
Oh, it's an us and them thing.
And running the – that's right. And he'll be running the final game, which he created, which will be how we crown our winner of – our Central Park Summer Stage show.
All right. Control room, do we have our two contestants? We have one, and that is Mike in the Bronx. We're going to bring him on, and then we'll introduce the other one. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi. Good, thank you.
Trivia buff?
A little bit, yeah.
And we're going to get another okay. And now we're going to add John in Rahway to Mike in the Bronx. So it's kind of a, you know, cross the George Washington Bridge kind of thing.
Perfect.
Cross Bronx Expressway, cross the bridge, get down to Rahway. John, could you put John up in addition to Mike? Thanks. John in Rahway, you there?
I'm here.
Thank you for joining us. And we're going to jump right in because we don't have all afternoon. You have other shows to do on
what?
This station.
That sounds ridiculous.
Can't just play word games all day.
Just get Leonard on here.
That's right. Okay, Leonard, you're going to be the third kid. No. He's not eligible to win the station prizes. So this is a game you've played before, Ophira, at one
yes.
of your live shows at the Bell House, but it hasn't aired yet, so this will be new for almost everyone listening. You want to introduce how this works?
I would love to. This is going to be perfect for this rivalry across bridges. This game is called Not Like the Others. So here's how it works. Jonathan and I will give you a list of four items, three of which have a very specific connection. And your job is to tell me which one is not like the others. And you must explain why to win the point. So you can't guess. There's no Googling, there's no binging, and there's no guessing. Here's an example for you. If I said little pigs, musketeers, blind mice, and the wonders of the ancient world, well, that kind of stands out. You would say wonders of the ancient world because there are seven, while the others are famous trios. Easy, right? So we're going to alternate questions, and Brian is going to let us know if you got it right or not and keep score.
All right. So our two contestants again, John in Rahway and Mike in the Bronx. It's, you know, it's the battle of the states here in our
classic
listening
matchup.
Area. So here we go. Who's going to roll out the first question?
I'm going to roll out the first question. Here you guys go. The Last Supper. Venus de Milo, Mona Lisa, The Scream.
Mike, we'll give this first one to you. Which one does not belong? The Last Supper, Venus de Milo, Mona Lisa, or The Scream?
Venus de Milo.
Because?
Because it's a sculpture.
Beautiful.
You got it.
Yes, you know exactly what's going on in this game. Well done.
The man knows aught.
The man knows aught.
I know. All right, this one is for John. Identity, supremacy, inception, ultimatum.
Inception.
And why?
The other three are the Bourne trilogy.
The man knows.
The Bourne series.
Film and literature.
That's right. Also, the stages of a classic romantic relationship, in case you're following us.
Yeah. Identity, supremacy, inception, ultimatum.
Is that in order? That's in order,
that's in
I
order.
Guess.
It yeah. works out perfectly.
Or I'm going to court. Never mind.
Exactly. And then a nap. Here's your next one. FBI, DEA, ATF, FDA.
And this is back to Mike.
Back to Mike. What do you think?
FDA.
FDA, and why is that?
Because it's not law enforcement.
Once again.
Wow.
Demand knows government.
You are correct. You are correct. All the other ones are, the FDA is part of the Department of Health and Human Services. Well done.
Brian Lehrer Show listeners, regular know-it-alls.
They
I know,
are
you
amazing.
You've got too many smarties out there. We have some dumb people mixed into our audience, so it makes it more interesting.
John, let's see if you can keep up.
All right, John. Civic, kayak, madam, lilac.
Say it once more.
Civic, kayak, madam, lilac.
I would not get this if I was not looking at the answer in front of
physic?
Me. Civic, like you study civics in high school. Actually, nobody studies civics anymore, but if you did.
But if you did.
Civic, kayak, madam, with no E at the end.
Correct.
Or lilac.
You may have to picture those words in your head.
Madam.
And why is that?
I'm taking a guess.
Okay, that is wrong. But what happens now?
Well, we can see Mike, can you steal?
Give me the four again.
It's civic, kayak, madam, lilac. This is a hard one.
I'd say kayak.
Is wrong. I gave John a little clue there.
You did.
Lilac. They're all palindromes.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
That's right. The others are palindromes.
Exactly. I know. You're looking at it and you're thinking, all right, madam is the only one that doesn't sound like a car company. It was difficult.
Right. And that's why I said madam without an E.
Exactly.
Because then it's a palindrome. But the control room is very upset. They're saying, no point, no point.
No point.
Yeah, answered wrong.
They both got it wrong. I think there's no point there.
It's kind of intense rules here over at WNYC. All right, here's your next one. This is going back to Mike. Napoleon Bonaparte, Julius Caesar, Richard III, Henry V. Which one doesn't belong?
I'd say the last one.
Henry V?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Well, because the other ones were like war leaders. You know, they were generals or...
You're saying the other ones had larger power issues than Henry V?
Well, they all led in war.
Uh-huh. I like that reasoning.
He could be right for the wrong reason.
Right. You could be right
but
for the wrong reason, which
wrong
is...
wrong for a right reason. But that's not the actual answer.
That is not what we're looking for.
Okay.
John, do you want to give it a shot?
Absolutely. It's Napoleon Bonaparte. The others are plays.
Ha-ha. Ah. Yes, that is what we're looking for. The other ones are Shakespeare plays.
All right.
All right.
Great. All right, we've got about a minute left here.
Okay, this is John's then. Zambia, Gambia, Uganda, Guyana.
Guyana, the other African countries.
Yes.
You got it.
Well done,
let's
smart
see.
People.
Is
how'd
it a tie?
They do?
You have such a great tiebreaker question that I'm hoping it's a tie. Is it a tie? I lost
no.
count. No, we know whoever said that is obviously in the lead.
Winner.
No, I think John is ahead by 1 point, yeah, because Mike...
That's right, because there was that one little question in between.
Well, so just for the... John's whistling all the way to the bank.
Well done.
With your free tickets to a future taping of Ask Me Another.
This is amazing. We'll do the tiebreaker for, you know, just because you guys are both very smart and we're going to consider the rules a little bendable. The tiebreaker is, and basically the first person to yell... We'll get this tiebreaker.
Yeah, sure.
Jacqueline,
one of those shows.
Hillary, Deborah, Michelle.
Deborah.
They obviously both know. Go ahead, say it together, John and Mike. Why was it Deborah?
First ladies.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Unbelievable. You guys are awesome.
You guys are amazing. Well done. You both win both our respect and
you both
free
get to
tickets.
Go to your parties this weekend. And say your Brain Lair show know-it-all.
Mm-hmm. Know everything.
And John gets free tickets to a future upcoming
live taping of Ask Me Another. Absolutely.
So we're going to put both of you on hold. Thanks again. That was great. And just tell people one more time, Ophir, what's happening Friday night?
Friday night we are doing the opening ceremonies of Summer Stage at Central Park. It's Ask Me Another. Doors are at 7 p.m. The show starts at 8, ends at 10. Bring a blanket, some chairs, and join us with...
It's first come, first
it's
admitted,
first come.
Right? So,
but it
up.
Is free. It is free.
You can't beat that.
With amazing guests.
Info on our website at WNYC.org. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.